O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, July 28th, 2015. And before I read a favorite passage of many, 1 Peter 3:15, let me give you a little background on why this special guest is in the studio. Yesterday I was listening to the radio, imagine that, and I heard Joey Kroll announce a marriage encounter weekend that's coming in the fall, but this Friday is the deadline for a special 50% off reduction in the cost to attend. And I started thinking about that, and I thought, well, you know what, JD and Jeannie Davis, they're always coordinating that and involved, and maybe I can get them on the phone or get them over to the home studio and be a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends and talk about the marriage encounter weekend. And so I'm thinking, okay, God, you're laying out the interview for Tuesday. And so yesterday I called Jeannie up and I said, Jeannie, I got an idea. I think this is of God. And you know how you and JD, you have a great marriage. And it's an interesting story how JD even was used of God to save your life. We can talk about that. And we can share about the marriage encounter weekend that's coming up in the fall with the discount this Friday. And how about it? And she's like, oh, no, I'd never want to do that. I don't want to be on the radio. I'm like, oh, Jeannie, you're the kind I want to have on the radio. You're a reluctant guest, so that's usually more God-honoring, and don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Just come on, get JD and come to the home studio, and we'll work on Tuesday's program. And she's like, oh, no. But, you know, Rob and Mary Seidenberg, they would be great. And I'm like, oh, no, Jeannie. And so anyways, a long story short, I called Rob up yesterday, and I said, Rob, might you be available for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends? And you said, oh, let me look at my schedule. I'm with some international students now, and I have a couple more international students, a group later in the afternoon, and then this is going on, but I could probably carve out some time. And so as it all worked out, and I guess you talked to JD, and I called JD, and we just figured we'll save their story for another time. But in the studio with me, all to say, in the studio with me this morning is Rob Seidenberg. He's been married to Sweet Mary for, I guess, about 17 years now, if I did my math right, since 1998. And we've known each other through Promise Keeper events, I think some men's groups, from different community activities for probably 20, 25 years, a long That's time. I think we've gone way back, and it was about 5 years ago in your quote-unquote retirement that God has pulled you out of a number of times. You were walking across Illinois honoring our troops and raising awareness. What was it, raising awareness for veterans?
Yes, for veterans and people serving the country in the military.
Mm-hmm. And that was about 5 years ago we talked right. about that. And I appreciate you carving out time, coming out to the home studio. And when I called you up yesterday and was saying, hey, might there be a possibility? And I said, you know, in 1 Peter 3:15, so let me read that to you to remind you how we all should be ready to give an account. But the text reads, but in your heart, set apart Christ as Lord. And I love that beginning. So we can almost even talk about that a little, because I know you've done that for many years, setting apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope you have. And then I love this part, too. All of that's really powerful. But do this with gentleness and respect. And it's kind of a whole nifty teaching there that we're always supposed to be prepared to give the reason for the faith we have, the joy we have, but to do it with gentleness and respect, and then always to have our hearts setting apart Christ as Lord. And I think you have done those very things for many, many years, the many years that I've known you, though, like all of us, our life isn't always just this smooth sailing. We accept Christ and then everything goes perfect from right. henceforth. But before we get maybe into some of your testimony and how you're reaching out to international students, why is it important to register for the United Marriage Encounter by this Friday? And what would our listeners that are in a healthy marriage right now benefit by this kind of weekend that's going to be coming up in the fall?
Well, Mark, the first thing I should say is that we have a 50% discount, so the registration fee is $40 instead of $80, mm-hmm. and that gets you two nights at a nice motel in Bloomington, Illinois. That covers everything. That is the entire cost. And so the rest of the cost is paid by other couples who've already attended Marriage Encounters and are grateful, and many couples continue to support this ministry so that people can afford to go. The idea of this is that we don't want it to be a financial hardship on anybody, and we don't want finances to prevent anybody from going. So the big thing to know there, I think the important thing to know, is that this discount of 50% off, so only $40 for registration, is valid only through Friday. And the reason for this is that we have to have a certain number of couples by a certain date to reserve the hotel. So we need to register couples early, and this helps couples want to register early.
Now, wait a minute, because I'm not sure I'm getting this right. $40 covers the hotel also, along with the registration
it
of
the
materials
hotel,
and everything?
The materials, all the training, and it also covers meals. You go on Friday evening, you're on your own for your meal, and then Saturday morning, Saturday noon, Saturday evening, you have three meals, and the same on Sunday. You have three meals on Sunday. And there's no additional cost for any of those things.
And it's $40 if they register by this Friday. Now it's $40 a person, so like $80 for a couple?
No, it's $40 for the couple.
How can this be? You know, just somebody thinking, hey, it's worth just going for the hotels for a couple of
that's
nights.
That's right.
And then the meals.
Say that, yeah.
Wow.
But actually, it can be because of the generosity of other folks who've already gone to Marriage Encounter and who've been blessed in their marriages by this experience. And so that's really the secret of how it can be at a much lower price.
And that's true for you and Mary. You've attended 6, 8, 10, a number of years.
Yeah, we've attended several Marriage Encounter weekends. We've attended a deeper Marriage Encounter weekend where you go more in depth into your relationship. And we've even helped to put on a weekend as well.
Well, I'm sold. In fact, I'm pretty certain Holly and I are going to be attending. You know, everything for the men that are tuned in. Hey, $40, two nights, meals, you know, if they're just crunching numbers, this is a deal, let alone it's going to improve the marriage. It opens up communication, which is a healthy aspect of all marriages, is that communication, that dialogue. And yet it's a God-honoring weekend where this is kind of biblically based.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening nearby, so it's not like they have to get a flight somewhere. It'll be happening in the Bloomington, Illinois area. And so is there a number to call? Is this J.D.'s number?
And this is J.D. and Jeannie Davis's phone number.
Okay.
And it's 355-1030.
That's 217-355-1030. And it's happening in the fall, but the discount, the 50% off, will be ending this Friday. So you have until Friday to call J.D. or Jeannie Davis, and they can answer questions, or if you have wonderments, or how will it all work, or say you can only stay the Friday night and all day Saturday, and maybe you can't stay over on Sunday. Will that work? Or you're totally sold on it, and you have two other couples that you know of. You can get all that information. And it seems like today would be a great day to work it out and then give them a call and then get registered.
It really would, Mark. And, you know, the weekend that we attended our first Marriage Encounter, we invited three other couples to go along with us, and they also attended. So you can start inviting people before you even go. It's not a problem.
Okay, so the 50% off discount ends this Friday. All right, Great News Radio listeners, the deal is right there before you. It's a great weekend, and it'll be happening Friday, October 2nd. Through Sunday, October 4th. So it's in the fall, but the 50% discount is eligible up until this Friday. So call over the next few days. The number is really easy. It's 217-355-1030. And if you have any questions, Jeannie or JD will answer them. They've been to many of these, as has you and Mary. And so when I mentioned on the front end of this program, I heard the spot yesterday. I thought, you know, Holly and I think we might attend. And, hey, I need somebody for Testimony Tuesday. They'll be great. And how it all works out, God raised you up. So thank you for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Yes, my pleasure, Mark.
But before we went on the air, we were just talking a little about your work. Now, you're in your, like, second or third retirement, I think.
It seems like
the last time I had you in the studio about 5 years ago, you were in the midst of retiring, and yet you got a unique call. I think you had your cell phone as you were walking across the state of Illinois, and that kind of has led into this unique work at the university and with international students. But you've always had a heart for internationals.
Yes, very much. I did spend some time with Slavic Gospel Association in Europe and spent some time traveling into the Eastern Bloc, taking Bibles and other Christian literature. And that was a long time ago. About 10 years ago, I retired from the U.S. Army, and 5 years ago, I retired from my civilian job as editing manager at Publication Services.
And you did that for about 15 years,
I did
right?
that for 14 years, and 14 that overlapped years. My military time because my last years I was in the National Guard instead of the regular Army.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my second retirement, and it just didn't stick very well.
Okay, so you're walking along the state of Illinois, you're trying to honor vets, raise awareness, you have your cell phone with you because that was kind of one of the important aspects because mm-hmm. you're going to be walking and along the highway that you needed a cell phone. It rings one day and you say, hello, Rob here.
Yeah, that's right. And a lady that I had known from church from the past, Luann Schroeder, said, Rob, how would you like to teach English to Chinese bankers? And I said, what's this about? And so, so the long story short version is that I went for an interview at the end of September after I'd finished my walk from Quincy to Danville, and it was a successful interview, and I began teaching Chinese bankers primarily business and academic writing. Hmm. And so I've been doing that now for 5 years. So it's a lot of fun.
And you also recently, I think we were talking, you have a Peruvian student, somebody from Peru, and you're doing
yes.
some other things, not just writing skills, but language skills. And
right. I also teach for a place called English Center USA that has its office in the University YMCA building on the second floor. And I've been doing that for a couple of years. And so I've had Saudi students and Taiwanese and people from Thailand, Thais, and South Koreans and Chinese and people from all over the globe, essentially.
Hmm.
And that can be one-on-one tutoring, which this is with this fellow from Peru, or it can also be a full class. I've had as many as 13 or 14 in a class.
Hmm.
And that's whatever the student needs. The student has been preparing for the IELTS test and also for the English placement test. And so he has four tutors, and whatever the others aren't doing, I fill in and do whatever he needs that they're not giving him. So there it is.
And what I've loved about your walk with the Lord through the many years that I've known you is that you get that concept or that principle about wherever you go, the Lord goes with you. And so it kind of makes your mission opportunity, whether it's right there in the classroom, at home, out doing various activities. And one of the opportunities, as the Lord has brought you these international students, is sometimes they're kind of intrigued by the American culture and even by, like, what's it mean to be a Christian, or can you answer some of these questions? Because they're looking for knowledge or an insight, and you can kind of talk about the Lord Jesus Christ in a way that's not religious, if you will, but it's informative. And I know you've even brought in, like, special friends or guests to talk about Christianity just so they can better understand our culture or what it means to follow Jesus.
Yeah, one of my best guest speakers has been Dave Crable.
Don't be intimidated by the chickens out the wind. Did you
okay.
see him out here? There's
oh,
all
great.
Six of them.
Beautiful.
That's a new thing. We have the chicken coop in the backyard.
Right.
So our guests, I kind of have to prepare them once in a while. When we let them out first thing in the morning, they come up near the window and they look in. So
I grew up on a farm, so I think it's a beautiful view.
Yes.
Yeah, and this attitude of mine about this goes back to when I was in the National Guard, and I would pray before I went on active duty somewhere or for annual training for 2 or 3 weeks. I would always ask the Lord, you know, Lord, give me another Christian or two to stand with me and pray with me.
Hmm.
And give me an opportunity to be salt and light there. And God always did both of those.
Hmm.
So it was awesome. And it's neat to live in Champaign, because we have people from all over the world coming to Champaign-Urbana on a very regular basis. We have world leaders training here, and we get to have some input into their lives. And so if you ask me about Christianity, I'll be glad to discuss it. It's part of the culture. And
yeah.
I discuss this with my superiors. They think it's great. And I have had David Crable
mm-hmm.
from International Students Incorporated come, and he makes an excellent presentation. I've been very blessed to have him as a partner in this.
Mm-hmm.
And so he always gives everybody a gift of a bilingual New Testament and some CDs and so on that he has. So that's been really helpful to a lot of students who are pretty serious about finding out who the Lord is and whether this is something for us today.
Yeah, and so many of these international students just haven't grown up in a culture that fosters the understanding of what Christianity is all about or who the Lord Jesus Christ is. And the conversational English class that I've been a part of. We're on a little break now. In fact, we're going to be starting up pretty soon. But it's interesting as they'll ask questions and I'll just say, oh, yeah, let me tell you about Easter and why Americans, you know, I make it a little generic, why we celebrate this or why many Americans celebrate this holiday and what it stands for and why it's unique and special. And then they always will ask, now, what do you do? And I can talk about Christian radio and what's unique about it. And I had a couple bankers a few years ago, brought them out to the home, and they marveled at all the land and the property. And, you know, I showed them the studio. As I remember one time I had some Muslim students in, and, you know, I kind of had an agenda when I was saying, I said, you know, in Christianity, you know, we believe in a sovereign God, a loving God that delights in our worship. And I said, so many of the songs I play is to worship and celebrate him, which that was a foreign concept to them because, you know, in the Muslim tradition, Allah is to be feared and to be respected and obeyed at all costs. And so when I talked about that Jehovah, Almighty Sovereign God, is loving and desires a relationship with us, and framed it in like how a Christian radio station manager picks songs, because we pick songs to worship and and honor and bless and adore him. And so they were like, I could see their minds working. So I kind of had a little strategy just to share and help them understand how the freedom in following the Lord Jesus Christ, that he loves and cares and has compassion and understands and empathizes. So when you have an international students, sometimes or many times, those are also foreign, those concepts.
Yes, right. Yeah, in fact, I've had a really neat experience on several occasions when an Islamic student would wait until everyone else left the classroom, walk over, close the door, and then say, could we talk about, and then I usually expect questions about God or about Christianity or about the Bible.
Yeah.
And the only time ever that I had two students stay together was when it was husband and wife. But other than that, they really don't want the other students to know they're inquiring.
They're
very cautious about that. So that's been an amazing opportunity.
Well, we'll keep you prayed up with your unique third career opportunities, probably fourth or fifth with the many different things you're juggling, but your unique role with students at the university and also this English center, and then your heart, your involvement in your local church. And aren't you doing something with Mary on Sundays? Aren't you translating like into Spanish also?
It's the other way. Actually, all of our services, we attend a church called Iglesia Nueva Esperanza, which means New Hope Church. And we meet in the Faith Methodist South Sanctuary. We lease space from them there. They've been very kind to us.
And that's in Champaign?
And that's in Champaign, right on Prospect Avenue. And so we have services at 10:30 on Sunday morning, and then we have a Bible study at 6 p.m. on Thursday. And everything's in Spanish. So if you come and you don't speak Spanish, you can ask somebody to translate for you. We don't have headphones or anything.
So you translate into English?
Yeah, I translate into English, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's easier than going the other way, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'll ask our listeners to be praying up your unique calling and how God desires really to do what he's doing through you, through all of us, you know, reaching out and extending love and compassion and care in all the venues, whether it's at work or a retirement setting or during hobbies or with neighbors or family and so forth. But maybe in our last minute or two, again, tell me a little about that United Marriage Encounter. Why should our listener, besides this fantastic deal, I mean, two nights in a hotel, various meals being provided, great teaching, biblically based teaching that's going to help and enhance your marriage, a getaway, so it's nice hotel accommodations, and it's happening Friday, October 2nd through the 4th, but this Friday is the deadline for the 50% off, which makes all that available for $40. I mean, you can't beat the price, and it's great training, and you and Mary have attended a number of years, and if they need more information, they can call JD or Jeannie Davis at 217-355-1030. 217-355-1030. But why would you encourage people to attend?
This weekend, above all, will give you tools to enhance your communication with your sweetheart. It will give you an opportunity to communicate at the heart level, at the level of feelings and emotions, and it'll give you the opportunity as man and wife or wife and husband to communicate in a common language, which, as you know, if you're married, we don't always manage to do.
Yeah.
So it's been a real blessing in our lives, and it's helped us immensely.
The phone number to call to get registered or have your questions answered is 217-355-1030, 217-355-1030. In our closing minute or two, I know you have two quick shout-outs. You have an international student that has become a lifelong friend, originally from Germany, staying with you. You probably want to do a shout-out for her, and then give us a quick update on Mary.
Okay. Hi, Larmerick. I hope you're having a great day. And, yeah, my wife Mary is working at home for Carle Foundation Hospital business office. She's a biller, so if you have been to Carle, she might be putting your bill through to your insurance company even as we speak.
Yeah. Processing your work. And it's kind of unique, Carle, and many companies are offering this now where some of the work can be done in a home setting. You're oftentimes more efficient and productive because you can get mm-hmm. things done and you don't have all the travel time and all the different things that it's like with the home studio here. I can work kind of night and day and be very productive, but that's kind of unique. And we appreciate Mary. I got to give her a hug. Give her hugs
that.
On behalf of our family. It's been a while since we've met up, but we'll be praying for you and your unique work. And will you and Mary be attending this United Marriage Encounter weekend in October?
We'll be there in some capacity, but we probably won't stay the whole weekend, but we'll be there in a support capacity.
Okay, and I'm sure JD and Jeannie will also be involved.
They will definitely be involved, yes.
All right, Great News Radio listeners, you can't beat the price or the offering. It's a weekend to get away with your loved one. And this is primarily for marriages that are in pretty good shape, that they just want to enhance and improve and help there to be better communication. And it's all happening Friday, October 2nd through Sunday, October 4th. The price, if you register by this Friday, including the hotel, I still can't believe all that, and the resource materials and many meals, is $40 if you register by this Friday by calling 217-355-1030. Well, Rob, thanks for being available for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
It's been fun, Mark. Thanks.
Oh, wait, there's more, and I forgot two things. We never gave out a website, so you can find out more information by going to unitedmarriage.org, unitedmarriage.org, and you can also register there. And last night at Singing Men rehearsal, a fantastic rehearsal as we kicked off our new season. But JD mentioned I needed to check my email, and they're going to be offering two free registrations for a married couple that will be attending all weekend. So the Friday night, the Saturday morning, afternoon, and night, and then the Sunday morning, afternoon, and night. So if you can spend those like 48 hours, the first caller that calls the station right now will get to go for free. So dial 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Also remember that the morning edition will re-air tonight. And so at this point in the program, the first caller that can stay the whole weekend, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it's at the Hawthorne Suites in Bloomington, Friday, October 2nd through the 4th, will also get to go free. So call now. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.